you rather go back in time or go into the future?
I'd like to go back in time, see what was going on in the past.
Live in a world where there are no problems or where you rule?
I feel like those are almost one and the same. I'd like to live in a world where there's no problems. That'd be good for everybody.
Would you rather be your coach's favorite or a fan favorite?
Both. That's the goal anyway. Who knows if he make it there, but that's the goal. I'm sure OB probably hates me. I don't know if he was to tell you the truth, but who knows. Maybe, I guess the fans like me, so I guess I get one of the two maybe.
Well, no matter what goes on in the season, I love hearing the happy, friendly side of the players.
Yes, more of that, please.
More of that? Well, how about way more with...
Dear Dro, brought to you by the Texas Lottery. And this week, as you can imagine, some of the questions are leaning on the negative side. We'll see how Drew handles this.
Hey there. We're 1-4. That's not where the Texans want to be. And I've noticed that when you lose a game or two, some of the tough guys come out of the woodwork. Some of the Twitter gangsters, the twangsters, come out of the woodwork and say some mean things. Well, you know what? That's okay. I'll embrace the hate.
Let the hate flow through you.
And just to prove it, I'll even read some of your stupid comments. Okay? Like Joe Ubaye Romero, why is Dear Drew so lame? Chris Bollinger, who is Drew and what gives him the credentials to talk about the state of the Texans? Shannon Irvin, who the hell is Drew? See, I took your shots, and I'm still ticking.
Why so bad? All right,
let's get back to business. Let's answer some questions. First one from Ramiro Rodriguez. Dear Drew, why is it that our defense is lacking this year? With opponents double and triple teaming Watt and some double teaming Clowney. Well, good question, Ramiro, and the Texans are trying to figure that out as well. I think you're going to see some different stuff happen against Jacksonville this weekend, and Bill O'Brien stressed each guy's got to stay within himself and do his job. So focus on the job in front of you. Don't try to go outside the box and make plays. Good question, Ramiro. Neil King has this one. Dear Drew time, friends. The other way suggests that either Dear Drew posse's friends made out of time, or somehow more likely that Dear Drew's friends can travel through time. In either case, I should apologize for upsetting Dear Drew's time friends if they are indeed some form of time gods, as the post suggests.
I don't understand a word you just said.
Kevin McHugh has a very good question, and it's so good that it wins scratch-offs. See, I do that with my left hand. I'm left-handed. And you can just email here to pick up your prize, Kevin. But he asks, Dear Drew, why don't y'all invest in sports analytics like winning teams do? The Texans have bolstered their analytics department over the last couple years. They've added about 3 or 4 more bodies to it, so it's going to take some time. But yeah, the Texans are heavily, heavily involved with analytics like the rest of the NFL is. Hey, it's okay to be mad right now, but the Texans are going to turn it around, I promise.
Drew really putting in some overtime this week on that one.
He doesn't take any crap, does he?
No, he refuses to.
All right, let's
positive attitude.
Let's hope the Texans don't take any either as they head to Jacksonville. We will be taking care of business on Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on Fox Sports Southwest with Texans Countdown Live. Mark and I will be out there on the field getting you ready for it. And then after the game, flip right back on over to Fox Sports Southwest for Texans Wrap Live, hopefully wrapping up
a win. Let's do this.
Have a great week, everyone.